Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hey, man.
What's up, Dirk?
Sorry. A little late here. I like your backdrop. Is that your house?
Thanks, man. Yeah, this is the basement studio man cave.
Man cave. I love that. Awesome, man. So sick.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, it's cool for it's been 2 years now since
the
old pandemic started, and I was like, I'm glad that I did it and have a comfortable space, but now I'm really feeling I need to get the F out of my house, man.
Yeah, no. I think everyone thought we'd just be like Zoom the rest of our lives, and then once you get back out there, you're like, oh, yeah, it really is nice to interact with people in person. Yeah. So
we're working on doing that a little more. It's still a work in progress, but I'm glad to see the Beers on Me tour is continuing into the summer of what year is it? 2022. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, where are we again? Yeah, man, it's going back out. It's going to be great. Got some different people touring with us, and my show will be a little different because I'm adding another band member, so we're going to be able to do some different things sonically. But, yeah, it's going to go back out again. Ashton McBride's joined the tour, as is Travis Denning, and big fans of both of them. I've known Travis for a while. He'll bring some the country. And Ashley, I mean, she's just so good, and her band is just, she kind of has this rock band with her, so it's like a great combination of country and rock. Just great. Couldn't ask for someone, a better person to go on before us to get the crowd fired up. And the band's really excited. My buddy Charlie Worsham is, who's a great artist in his own right, he's going to come out and join our band this summer. So it really allows us to do some different things sonically and direction-wise. So we're busy working on those tweaks right now, and we'll be ready to rock in June.
Yeah, I was going to say, we saw you at CRS at the Ryman, and you brought out Charlie and mentioned that, like, everyone in Nashville knows Charlie. I mean, you know, he's not as mainstream as a lot of folks, but we all know Charlie. We've known him for a long time. How did that come about to have him come out with you guys on tour?
You know, he played on my record. We were in the studio a bunch playing on the records, and he might have just been one day in the studio saying, you know, well, hey, if you're free next year, and he kind of took me up on it. And we talked about it for about a month, and it just seems like it'd be a perfect time. Spring allergies. Sorry about
Bless
that.
Bless you.
It just seemed like it'd work out with his schedule because he's not really launching anything right now. So he wants to get out there and play and pick and sing and, you know, and just get a chance to be in front of people. And so kind of a great opportunity because my records have lots of banjo and fiddle and steel and acoustic guitars, multiple acoustic guitars, along with all the heavy electric stuff. And it's hard to cover it all during the show. So to have him there, he's also a great singer. It's just going to allow us to do so much more musically, and everyone's really excited about it. And it's just good for the band. It's good to occasionally kind of change it up a little bit and add some things or take some things away just to keep the fire going. So it's going to be a great summer.
And you had a blast last summer with Breland, obviously, coming out with you. And we were at one of the shows when he came out, and the place just blew up.
It was a total surprise, right? A lot of those shows, he wasn't even opening the show. He was literally just on my bus riding around, and he'd come out to sing those two songs. You know, some places they just immediately knew who he was and it'd go crazy. Other places they had no idea who he was, and he'd have to earn, he had to make fans of those people in a very short amount of time, and he did because he's just got such an infectious, positive attitude and great voice, obviously, and just fun to be around. So I love seeing him make, you know, 10 to 15,000 new fans every night on that tour.
Yeah, it didn't take him long. I think once Don't Touch My Truck, 3 seconds into that, Like yeah. the whole crowd's just bobbing to it.
Totally.
So you're surrounding yourself with some great people. Is there anybody that you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
You know, I've been really fortunate to work with a lot of people. I always think about Kacey Musgraves before she was really getting going, and Maren Morris too, and had Alison Krauss on some records. I've had a chance to cut with Party and Cole and Luke. And on this new record, I'm thinking about trying to do something with Marty Stewart, who I'm a huge fan of. So just reaching back and kind of reconnecting with some people that really were responsible for me getting into country music in the first place. So, but yeah, just you just always keep an ear out for a sound or a voice. Brandi Carlile, that was probably one of my favorites. That just came from driving around listening to the radio and going, wow, I love her voice. So you never know. But yeah, I'm always open for a great collaboration.
And I saw that also when we were down there for CRS, they had, I think that was the same weekend that the Winter Classic was going on. And
it was.
Is it your son now who's really big into hockey? I saw he's got the hockey mullet going. Looks pretty rad.
Yeah, he's got some serious flow. Knox, yeah, he's got some pretty good flow happening. We're a pretty big hockey family because of him. I did a lot of travel hockey this winter. Still playing hockey right now, actually, and lacrosse and soccer and boxing. But he's big into sports, and the Winter Classic was killer. So fun to be around. Great to see all the players out there with their kids too, on the ice before the game. And
yeah.
It was a really great show. It was really fun. I think I only played for 4 minutes. And then I went over with Miranda and sang a song with her. But big crowd to sing in front of when you haven't played for a while. I was like, whoa. I haven't played many shows this year. The ones I played were that one for in front of 80,000 people. And then I played the Houston Rodeo for 70,000 people. It's kind of a crazy way to start things off again. But, yeah, it was awesome.
How epic was the Houston Rodeo? Were you on that stage, that was a circle in the middle or the star in the middle?
Right? Yeah, new stage, star in the middle. It's a star, and all the star points, all five, go up in the air, and then you can stand on the end of that and they put some money into it, which they should, because for a lot of years, some of these rodeos, they call it the taco stage. It rolls out there like this, and then it opens up and makes a circle, and then it goes around in a circle, and there's always one spot in the rotation where you kind of get thrown off your mic stand because there's a bump in the in the thing. But Houston keeps upping it, and they've got a great stage now. It just makes it's always fun to play the Houston Rodeo, but the stage now is super fun. It's like Disneyland if you like to run around on stage, it's like Garth Brooks designed it or something. It's really fun.
Right.
And, so that was a great show. My daughter, Evie, who's 13, she got up and sang that same ZZ Top song I did with Miranda for Winter Classic. She got up there and sang that in Houston, so... always. Sometimes those great collaborations come from inside the house, so you never know where the next one's going to come from.
How old is your daughter?
She's my oldest is 13.
How did she feel about that moment? I feel like it's got to be very overwhelming for anyone, but especially as a 13-year-old, or is she just used to it because she's been on tour with you so
much?
She's
just a pro, man. We haven't done, we've probably only done like 10 or 11 of those together, and even starting when she was like three, she had a pretty good voice. She'd come out there and put her in a chair, and she'd sing a little bit. But she just always has been it just doesn't affect her at all. I know she'd look out there and it doesn't really throw her off. Like it even throws me off or throw anybody off. She's just able to kind of zone it out and just do her thing. She's pretty good at it.
And is she a classic rock type of fan as well? ZZ
Top? No. I had to educate her all about ZZ Top. She had no idea who they were. No, if you listen, she could tell you every song on the pop station. She knows them all. We get in the car and I have my dial set in the car, and I take her to school every morning. She has hers on the end, and as soon as she gets out of the car, it's right back over to my side of the dial. But, she loves pop music.
That's the cool thing about having kids, though, right? Because, you can educate them on your music and your influences, and then they also bring in a whole new, whole new side of things for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's turned me on to Billie Eilish. Dua Lipa, went and saw her when she came to the Bridgestone. I think I turned on to Harry Styles. I was kind of into that record. Someone else turned me on to that. But all sorts of stuff we listen to on the radio, some of this stuff, it's like, back in the day for us, it was like Pour Some Sugar on Me. It was like kind of like crazy lyrics, And now the stuff we listen to, there's no deciphering. It just, they say exactly what they mean. It's like, whoa, okay, wow.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of hidden messages.
No, no, no. There's no metaphors anymore. It's just metaphors are out, and the just saying what's on your mind is in. So it's some. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, I'm a dad as well. My son's gonna be three soon.
All right, so man.
Yeah. Is there?
Wow.
Are there things that you try to censor though that she's like, hey, I really like this, and then you listen to it and you're like, whoa, we gotta like ban this. Is there anything?
No, you know, it comes to language. Yeah, it comes to language and stuff. Even my 8-year old. I mean, they know all the words. So he learned them all from them. They taught him all the words. So we just started teaching. You know, there's a time and place to use certain words, and the words, you know, the word's not necessarily a bad word. It just has a lot of power behind it that you may not want to like use during the wrong time. But they're, the only thing I fight, which you hopefully aren't having to fight with a 3-year old, is just technology, just the iPads and the iPhones, and just you know, and it's just never ending lure.
We're trying to hold off on that. Like he doesn't. I know there's little kid iPads and stuff. He doesn't have any of that stuff yet. I mean, he looks at it. We'll show him some pictures on our phones once in a while or watch some videos. But like, I'm trying to hold off as long as I can.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
It's tough.
Yeah, I think that's smart. Because it's just a slippery slope. There's like, oh, we'll just do an iPad, and it just starts leading towards the addiction that we all have, you know, with these devices. So
yeah.
I don't know if you need encouragement, watch the documentary Social Dilemma. It'll help.
Steer you. I want to rewatch it because when I first watched it, I was like, it really kind of blew my mind. And I told my wife, I go, I almost felt like I needed to quit my job. I was like, we're part of the problem. we're the media. I was like, we're terrible people. I was like, I should just leave and do something else.
No. Phone. No, I think my takeaway from all that was so bad. It's like I have all these extreme thoughts too. And then it's just like, you know what? How about just don't keep the phone next to your bed at night? Which I still fail at doing that. But like, that's the one takeaway. Just can you have that little separation just while you're sleeping, Dirks? Can you just like put it somewhere else in a different room? But sometimes I totally fail at that as well. So it's a hard thing.
I did the same, and it's all part of the they want you. It's all part of the addiction. They keep bringing us back.
Yeah. So certainly 13-year-old girls and stuff, all the TikTok stuff. It's that's the only thing. Anyway, watch out for but watch my videos on TikTok. If you got a 13-year-old daughter out there, folks, make sure she's watching my stuff on TikTok. Just
I was gonna say everyone's doing it. That's the way that you basically get noticed. It's the way people are getting record deals and whatnot now. Are you starting to get more and more into TikTok?
No, I actually call it TikTok just to drive my daughter crazy. Instagram is like I use that for photos and just kind of update people on any personal stuff I want to or band stuff. But luckily I get to work with someone that's much younger than me, and she's she's like, just send me, you have any content sent to me, and she handles that stuff.
Okay. My daughter's good.
My daughter's like, you have a TikTok account? I'm like, I do. I don't know.
That's great.
I feel fortunate to have bypassed some of that era.
Yeah. I want to go back to one of our favorite songs, get the story behind it for our behind the song feature. And I want to talk about 5150. And do you remember where you were, what you were thinking, and what you were drinking when that song came about?
Absolutely. I had written a song called Country and Cold Cans, and it had a lyric in there, 5150. And a friend of mine goes, what does that mean, 5150? And I said, well, it's a Van Halen reference. I think it's a police code for a crazy person in California, 5150. And the next day I saw him at the YMCA where we both worked out, and he was singing 5150, somebody call the po-po. And I was like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. What is that? He goes, I don't know. It's on top of my head. I'm like, whoa. Okay, well, don't ever say that again, because it's really ear candy, and I don't want that stuck in my head. And we're writing songs like a week later, and we're kind of stuck on something, and he starts going, 5-1. I'm like, all right, let's just write the song then and get it out of our system.
Yeah.
And we wrote it and cut a killer record on it, and of course it became a single. So I sing it every night now. But it's a great song, man. People love that song. What I love about that song, and the funnier songs that I have, is that, it's just, you can't take yourself too seriously in this business. Yeah. And a lot of people do. It's like our job is to go out there and make people smile, make them cry sometimes. But, the people come to the show and they want to, want to have fun. And so having a song like 5150 in your back pocket is a true blessing. And so I've learned to love that song a lot.
And you got a lot of fun songs like that come to mind.
Yeah.
And I think it's that's kind of that's what country's all about. We go to the show, we drink some beers, we have some fun, So it's nice to go and let loose. I will say the last concert that we saw of yours was one of the most fun times we had in a long time.
So really?
Doing it right.
Thanks, man. It's
for sure.
I have fun up there, man. I really have a good time, and it's I wouldn't be doing it. I got enough to keep me busy back here. I wouldn't be out there doing it if it wasn't like a great time on stage. And I love it and get excited. Our first show's not really till June, but just talking about it now gets me fired up.
Yeah. Well, hey, one more thing before we go. I forgot. Sure. We just talked to Dustin Lynch a little while ago. He's almost got his pilot's license. He told us he wants to try out for Dude Air. That's going to be a thing soon, right?
The Suburban? The Smooth Air, that's Dude Air. Yeah, that's our logo. Yeah, I talked to Dustin about that. Anyone that's a pilot in the business, I end up talking to, they talk to me. I talked to Jamie Johnson the other night about it. He's really got the bug for it and flying a bunch. And yeah, Dustin, I got to check back in with him because the last time I saw Dustin was before the outdoor hockey game, and he told me he was pretty close to getting his license. And so yeah, maybe we'll go into the charter business. I fly pretty much any day that's nice. I'll go out early and throw the bike in the back of the plane, go somewhere and go for a bike ride and fly back home when I can, when I'm kind of off season like I am right now. But it's important, you know, for me, just having kids and very busy life here at home, being able to cut the corners off some of the travels is pretty important.
Right. Well, yeah, I saw the picture of the bike next to the plane. I was like, that's pretty cool, man. Just riding your mountain bike to the plane, taking off. That's,
yeah.
That's freedom right there, man.
Freedom, America.
You're living the dream. All right, Dirk.
Thanks, Rob.
Appreciate you taking the time.
Good. Tell Holly. I hope her son's feeling better. And
all right.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you, Rob.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.